This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says the government will soon go for vacating the Supreme Court's order related to an additional 20 metres criteria on the riverbank in Kathmandu Valley. The 79th United Nations General Assembly beginning today, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli to address the General Assembly on the 26th of September. And Bangladesh taking steps to extradite former Prime Minister Hasina from India. Now, the news in detail. The ruling parties have agreed to make the performance of the government and parliament more effective. Chief Whip of the Nepali Congress, Shyam Kumar Ghimire, who participated in the meeting of the top leaders of the ruling parties, shared that the meeting at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar discussed the overall performance of the government and the parliament. He said that the meeting also agreed to develop a common minimum program for the government based on the 7-point agreement reached between the Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, adding that the amendment of the constitution is based on the needs of the nation. Chief Whip of the CPN-UML, Mahesh Bartola, who was also present in the meeting, informed that the matter of constitution amendment was reviewed in the meeting. Prime Minister and CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli, Nepali Congress President and former Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba, Janata Samajwadi Party Chair Ashok Kumar Rai, Loktantrik Samajwadi Party Chair Mahanta Thakur, Nagarik Unmukti Party Chair Ranjita Shrestha and Janamad Party's Abdul Khan participated in the meeting. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has said that the government will soon seek to vacate the Supreme Court's decision banning the construction of structures on an additional 20 metres of the riverbank in the Kathmandu Valley. Receiving a memorandum from a team including Suman Saimi, coordinator of the Valley Roads Expansion Affected People's Struggle Committee and the River Standard Concern Group yesterday, Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government is eager to address the issues of the locals and the concerned groups. In the meeting with the team held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, the struggle committee demanded that the court review its order and not implement the mayor's notice. On the 8th of August, following the release of the full text of the court's order, Kathmandu Metropolitan City mayor-level decision issued a notice not to construct structures on additional 20 metres of land alongside the rivers. The 79th United Nations General Assembly is beginning today. The UNGA is taking place this year from the 10th to the 38th of September in the New York. The high-level general discussion will be held from the 24th of September. As per the agenda shared, the head of the Nepali delegation, Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli, will address the General Assembly on the 26th of September. Head of the state and governments worldwide will participate in the General Assembly in various stages of discussion, focusing on complex situation of the war that has emerged globally and its impact on the world, post-COVID inflation and poverty, climate change and sustainable development goals. According to New York-based Nepali Mission, Nepal will also prioritize participation in high-level political forums and discussions with its development partners in the sideline meetings. Nepal has also prioritized working according to its commitment to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives has endorsed the bill to amend the Banking Offence and Punishment Act 2008 with amendments. President of the committee, Santosh Chalise, said a meeting of the committee yesterday passed the bill with amendments. The meeting agreed on a provision seeking 2 to 4 years imprisonment in case of a check bounce above 100 million rupees. President Ramchandra Powdil has expressed his concern that despite notable political achievements, the leadership could not deliver to public expectations due to a decline in ideal politics. Addressing a program organized by the BP Trust marking the BP Memorial Day at the office of the President yesterday, President Powdil called on the political parties to use politics as a tool to serve the people and address their issues. President Powdil recalled that late leader B.P. Koirala was first elected Prime Minister of Nepal, never compromised his political principles and ideals, and put the national and public interest at the top over personal gains. In the meantime, President Ramchandra Powdil has conferred the rank of insignia on newly appointed Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel. at a special program organized at the office of the President Sital Niwas yesterday, newly appointed Chief of Army Staff Sigdel took an oath of office and secrecy before the President, who is the Supreme Commander of the Nepali Army. Newly appointed Chief of Army Staff Sigdel assumed office at the Nepali Army headquarters as the 45th Chief of Nepali Army yesterday itself. Likewise, Radio Nepal's newly appointed Executive Director Amar Dhoj Lama has assumed office. Assuming the office yesterday, Executive Director Lama said he will work to make Radio Nepal more inclusive and professional, stressing the need for collective efforts for the development and expansion of the broadcasting services of Radio Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudel says the government is serious about addressing the issues of shortage of workforce in hospitals across the country. Talking to media in Chitwan yesterday, he said the government is preparing to conduct MBBS classes in a state-run hospital having at least 300 beds and a nursing class in a facility with at least 200 beds. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Bangladesh's International Crimes Tribunal, ICT, said it is taking steps to secure the extradition of ousted leader Sheikh Hasina from neighbouring India. The chief prosecutor of the body said that the legal process to bring Hasina back to Bangladesh to face trial for the deadly violence waged by authorities before she was unseated by mass protest in August has started. Following weeks of protest and a vicious crackdown by authorities, Hasina fled by a military helicopter on August 5th and landed at an airbase near Delhi seeking refuge. Her presence in India has affected relations between Dhaka and New Delhi, and a diplomatic dispute is possible as Bangladesh moves to bring her back to face trial. According to a preliminary United Nations report, more than 600 people were killed in the weeks leading up to Hasina's ouster, suggesting the death toll was likely an underestimate. Monitor Cluster Munition Coalition has said more than 1,000 people have been killed or wounded by cluster munitions in Ukraine since Russia launched its war, urging all countries to ban the weapons. Cluster Munition Coalition said in its annual report that since Russia began its full-scale invasion of its western neighbor in February 2022, Ukraine has registered the highest number of recorded annual cluster munition casualties in the world. It said cluster bombs had been used by both Ukraine and Russia, and the weapons had killed and wounded more than 1,000 people there since the war began. The vast majority of casualties were registered in 2022. Cluster munitions can be dropped from planes or fired from artillery before exploding in mid-air and scattering bomblets over a wide area. They pose a lasting threat as many fail to explode on impact, effectively acting as landmines that explode years later. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim province, and at a few places in the rest of the country with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi and Gandaki province today. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 30.6 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government will soon go for vacating the Supreme Court's order related to an additional 20 metres criteria on riverbank in Kathmandu Valley. The 79th United Nations General Assembly beginning today, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to address the General Assembly on the 26th of September, and Bangladesh taking steps to extradite former Prime Minister Hasina from India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.